Eliezer was Imam Hussein alayhi salam's 6-month-old baby. He was such a beautiful little baby, and he looked so much like his father. And Eliezer was also the baby brother of Sakina. Sakina is also known as Ruqayya. And when Eliezer was born, Sakina felt so proud. She was finally an older sister. She loved and looked after Eliezer as much as a small kid could. And when she wasn't playing, she would help her mom as much as she could. In time, both baby brother and older sister went on a great journey. A journey from the city of Medina to the city of Kufa. And they went on this great journey with their father, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and their mother, Rubab. The journey on the backs of camels was long and hard, but Sakina and Eliezer would play together, hoping that the journey would pass by a little bit quicker. Eventually, the caravan of the father of Eliezer, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, stopped. The children wondered, had they arrived in the city of Kufa? Alhamdulillah, because it seemed the journey would never end. But the reality was all too different. The caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was stopped. They were stopped in a land called Karbala. Father seemed a little worried, and yet he glowed like the moon. I just loved looking upon his beautiful face, but my favorite was sleeping on his chest. I would listen to father's heartbeat. It was a really beautiful sound. In Karbala, thousands of enemy forces had gathered to fight father. They demanded that Imam Hussein alayhi salam bow down to the will of Yazid. But Imam Hussein alayhi salam would only bow down to the will of Allah. One like Hussein will never bow down to one like Yazid. One after the other, the companions and friends of Imam Hussein alayhi salam left for the battlefield. They were so few in number, but they were so brave. We felt so safe with all of them around. Yet these friends and companions of father would never return. And thirst in the camps of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in the tents of women and children, became really intense. The days and the nights had been really hot. Eliezer's lullaby didn't seem to work anymore. He just kept on crying and crying. Mother was really worried, but she didn't say anything to father. The enemies in Karbala did not let us have any water. And so like the rest of us children, Eliezer was also so thirsty. He hadn't had much water to drink. I mean, he was a small baby after all. So he began to cry. Imam Hussein alayhi salam came and took Eliezer in his strong arms. He left the tent holding Eliezer like he was a little baby Quran. We all prayed that Imam Hussein alayhi salam would be able to get some water for baby Eliezer. Only a few drops was all he needed. And yet, after some time, all that was heard was a soft cry from a baby, and then a strange silence that the universe will never erase from its memory.